The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, December 11th at 07:30 hours GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Bryn Poole welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of traditional and popular African music featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For our program today, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time we'll call on our VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. It's probably safe to say that all over the world, dancing is about the most universally popular form of social recreation there is, and especially here on the African continent. Without dancing, many people in Africa would consider life hardly worth living. And this is natural because music and dancing are their constant companions all through their lives. There's an almost unlimited number of secular dances in Africa that are performed simply for sheer fun and enjoyment, and for the satisfaction of sharing a popular dance routine with friends. Dances like the stamping dance of the Nguni, the shaking dance of the Xhosa in South Africa, the striding dances of the Pedi and the Sotho, and the step dances of the Tswa and the Zulu. I've chosen a few recordings of music for some of the better known of these various dances, and I hope to be able to tell you a little, too, about how each dance is performed. The famous Ndlamu stamping dance of South Africa is a secular type of dance performed by all the Nguni tribes, of which the Zulu is the best known. Of course, each tribe dances the Ndlamu in its own local fashion, marked by differing tempos and local ways of stamping. For example, some will raise the leg forward in a high kick before bringing the foot down. Others raise the knee and then swing the leg backward in a kind of piston action before stamping. And then there are all the different ways in which each tribe finishes the routine. Some, like the Northern and Central Zulu, throw themselves onto the ground, either on their backs or on their faces, at the final movement of the dance. The southern tribes turn to the left or to the right or crouch down, or they may only point their dancing sticks. The first recording I found was made in the Tambankulu district of Cape Province in South Africa, and here a group of young Mpondo men, wearing pale blue blankets and carrying dance sticks, perform the Ndlamu and finish the dance routine by crouching low.
Oh!
In general, the Ndlamu dance takes pretty much the same form in the various local areas. The entry of the dancers, accompanied or preceded by the singers, is followed by a period of preparation, when the leader may perform solo dances in front of his men, as the introductory song, the Isaga, is sung. Then the song is changed to the Ihubo, or the dance song proper. The singers and clappers set the rhythm, the leader chooses his moment, and stepping forward from the ranks, he stamps his foot on the ground, and the first routine begins. Here's a group of Zulu boys and girls singing this dance while they set the rhythm by clapping their hands. That was music for the Ndlamu dance of the Zulu in South Africa. Among the Tswa people from the east coast of Mozambique, the dance enjoyed most of all is the Nzumba. It's a kind of step dance performed in a semicircle. The dancers tie a number of rattles onto one leg, just below the knee, and do a series of quick steps to the rippling accompaniment of half a dozen xylophones and three or four drums. The dance itself is not spectacular. In the main, it's a series of four routines broken into from time to time with solos by the leader. Thank you. Those were the Malimpa xylophones of the Tswa from the east coast of Mozambique, playing music for the Nzumba step dance. Many tribes in Africa love to dance to the sound of pipes or flutes, and the pedi is one of these. They come from the eastern Transvaal in South Africa and belong to the Sotho group. The pipes they use are simple reeds or short lengths of metal piping, closed at the lower end by a plug of wood. Pipes of different lengths give sounds of different pitch. The shorter the pipe, of course, the higher the note. Perhaps the most popular of pipe dances in the Transvaal is the Muchongolo of the pedi. Besides the pipes, the dance is also accompanied by four drums around which the dancers move. They blow their pipes in such a way that the single notes are inserted into the music at precisely the right moment in the melody. Voiced notes are also sung alternately with the notes of the pipes. So it's a pretty complicated procedure, and the overall effect is rather like the constant sounding of full chords on a big accordion. Usually it's the women who play the drums while the men dance around them. In this recording of the Muchongolo dance, we hear, in addition to the percussion, the sound of the leg rattles worn by the dancers. The Shangaan people who live in the lower valley of the Limpopo River in Mozambique also have a dance that they call the Muchongolo. It's much like the pedi pipe dance, except that it's an original dance of the Shangaan, and it's a stamping dance. This Muchongolo is one of the few dances performed with shields, a relic of the old fighting days, though it's in no way to be thought of as a fighting dance or a war dance. Once the dancers are drawn up in line, they start the routine singing lustily. The various actions of the dance are the pointing actions with stick and shield, the quick stamping action, the swaying of the shield, and striking it with their sticks, an action that punctuates the end of most phases of this dance. In this recording also, you can hear the sound of the leg rattles as the dancers stamp in time with the rhythm. Another specialty of the Shangaan tribesmen of Mozambique is the kwaya dance. This one derives its name from the English word choir, because so much time is taken up in singing as well as in pantomime. It's performed in white uniforms, white cotton trousers and vests being the rule. The Shangaan are very fond of embroidery, and many dancers ornament their vests with symbolic figures of such things as cattle, birds, aircraft, trees, and their own names. They're a naturally humorous and cheerful people, and nowhere are these qualities better displayed than in their kwaya dance.
Yeva baba bakulu baba nchikora putukeze kombari vale mungavuna mpoela nibzela mwina wasati pamachangana nibzela mwina wasati pamachangana yemwina bakubaleke ukati putukeze mitazenya ndo mini maswazi yemwina bakubaleke ukati putukeze mitazenya ndo mini maswazi echikwamu chambona tihonela nibana baba Tivonela nifana baba, yema sivu malena fana baba, mto jivonela mama lembe ni matata. Yema sivu, yemina sene halen, yemina sene halen, muna baba, yema baba bakulu baba, numeli chai meni ni kombari vale, munga wuna mpoila. Yema baba bakulu baba, numeli chai meni ni kombari vale, munga wuna mpoila. Nizela mwenye chai menta utaye kupepe tseka. Nidela mwina nichamenta utahe kupepe tseka Ye mwina wakukuzi wa indambiaga no wanka mandala Mita sika lo mse mkala uchaymen Ye mwina wakukuzi wa indambiaga no wanka mandala Mita sika lo mse mkala uchaymen Ye mwina wamnenge ya kutawkela Mtenenge ya zisote Mwane msese nje ye kukwela tintaba miapuza mankanchana Yemuna bamnenge kutawkela mitsengenya yobesote muhane msese nje yego kwala tentaba miyapuza mankanjana miuya mtagwirala miuya mtagwirala mugurela bluvese yakobesi nje naiti tsamirile mugurela bluvese yakobesi nje naiti tsamirile ugure kutula nefoto nje ugure kutula nefoto nje ingani hofeso ugure kutula nefoto nje Ugura kutula nefoto nje ingani hofeso Umesani kwerinje Umesani kwerinje Sangi mtokazi wafene ushure jintomo ukata mtimbo Umesani kwerinje Umesani kwerinje Sangi mtokazi wafene ushure jintomo ukata mtimbo
Our final selection on today's special program of Dance Music of Africa comes from the Tonga people in Rhodesia. It's the accompanying music for the popular Gororombe dance, played by four sets of end-blown flutes and four drums with rattles.
Thank you.
Well, friends, our time has run out, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now this is Bryn Poole saying goodbye and inviting you to join me again next Sunday for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa. This program has come to you from the Voice of America studios in Africa.